Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 311 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, I briefly talked about the history of a mindfulness and meditation practice, and today, I wanted to continue with that a bit before diving deeper. Because I truly believe by learning and confronting my own relationship with the history of these teachings, I can more appropriately utilize and benefit from the practices while actually honoring the intentions of them. Learning is always the first step in practicing the way that things were meant to be practiced. And I don't know about you, but I am very tired of getting sold new ways to make us more effective and efficient cogs in a machine designed to hold us down. And until I learn how to burn down the system completely, I will not continue advocating for it, especially when the initial intention of these practices are in direct rebellion with those machines. All this said isn't to discourage any one of us from exploration and practice, because according to my research, this alarming history doesn't mean that Westerners or white people can't or shouldn't be able to benefit from these practices, as long as we're conscious of when these practices are being manipulated and bastardized to be used against us or others, or practiced for the wrong reasons. If we remember that the purpose is to connect us all as one, to ourselves, to each other, and to the world around us, we will not only have a more effective practice, but we'll do more to honor it than if we're simply trying to just cope with being a part of this broken system. But in wanting to focus in on this week's meditation and mindfulness series, it really felt essential to start with the history lesson, albeit a bit disheartening to learn. But that's the case with most of our true history, and ignoring it doesn't make it go away. Basically, I just wanted to ensure that you all know that I am not intending to claim any of these practices as my own, and I always want to give credit where credit is due, while advocating for the thing that I have greatly benefited from and has greatly improved my relationship with myself and my community and the world around me. I know for a fact, if you don't already, you can benefit from these practices too. But it felt like a betrayal to not at least talk about this stuff before I dived in. And so, although this history can be incredibly off-putting, it shouldn't steer you away from the practice. Instead, it should empower you to embrace that mindfulness with intentionality, so you can honor those who came before us and who made it possible for us to do so. Because in reality, we should all be practicing mindfulness. And despite it having a rich history that is very important, it on its own is something that we can all benefit from and should all be utilizing. Because when we're more conscious and intentional and mindful with our choices, with our bodies, with our breath, we can bring that same sort of intentionality to everything we do, and everyone will benefit around us. I think that's why it felt so important for me to talk about this, so we can remember why we're doing it in the first place. Practicing mindfulness is meant to better our lives, not optimize them. It's meant to increase our awareness of the world around us, not numb ourselves to it. And in my personal opinion, we should all be meditating so we can improve our relationships, not just with ourselves, but with the rest of humanity, because that's what we're missing. We are far more likely to connect with our neighbors when we can connect with ourselves first. And mindfulness practice is meant to do just that. Because despite things not necessarily being our fault, they are our responsibility. And this is no different. And as long as we stay aware of the purpose of it, then we're far less likely to be victimized by those trying to weaponize it against us. So don't let any of this scare you against the connection to yourself, because I promise you it will be worth it. And I'll be back tomorrow to tell you more of why it's going to be worth it. And I promise it will be. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.